Hey everyone, this is Baron Baptiste. Welcome to Disrupt the Drift, the place where we can tell the truth and where the truth can be told. We're tearing down the walls of mediocrity and building a community of excellence and challenging the drift towards mediocrity in society and within ourselves. David Masters, how you doing?
Fantastic. Always great to be here with you, Baron.
Yeah, same, man. Always elevated, always uplifted, always lighter, free to just be. I always leave just lighter in that sense. Like I just free to be.
Yeah.
And then from that freedom to be, to act creatively, intuitively, from conscience, from, I think whenever we free ourselves up, and that's the intent of this show, is to explore the truth and to discover the truth for ourselves. And when the truth intimately, the truth shall make you free, but only if you discover it for yourself. And we're always left though with freedom. And in that freedom, to be and be who you are called to be, or what's pulling you, calling you, God or whatever is calling you, you can act in ways that are consistent with who you really are and who you really want to be in life. So here's the opportunity. Another intent of this show is to challenge your beliefs, your opinions, your points of views, so that you leave with some kind of new looking in life, at your own life, a new kind of looking at yourself. As Socrates said, an unexamined life is not worth living. So here we're examining living and life, your life, my life. And if you want to send in questions, we appreciate your questions. The questions let us engage with you, interact with you. And they're really great, these questions you've been sending. So keep sending them. And you could send them to disruptingthedrift@baronbaptiste.com, disruptingthedrift@baronbaptiste.com. If you're watching on YouTube, or you can watch on YouTube at Disrupt the Drift on YouTube, subscribe, turn on those notifications, and leave comments. You can leave comments about insights you're getting, or if you agree with us, disagree. You could, yeah, just whatever is there for you as you're listening or watching on YouTube, you can comment. If you're listening, just what kind of insights you're getting, send them in, share those with us. Also, lastly, David, actually, that was all I wanted to say about it. That was a simple opening. Go. Pretty yes. Good. Knocked yes. It all out. Checked all the boxes. Boom, boom.
So you got another good question for us, I imagine.
I do. Yeah. Okay. Here's a good one.
All right.
I feel like I'm stuck in a place where I'm just... No, wrong question. Let me see. That was another question we had, but I'm going to... Here's the one we want. How can I tackle the fear that holds me back from doing the things I want? What are some effective methods to overcome this obstacle and embrace the activities I aspire to pursue? That's pretty good.
Great.
How can I tackle the fear that holds me back from doing the things I want?
Yeah. Okay, mm-hmm. So let's talk about the word failure. Failure is an important component of success, believe it or not. But there's a couple of different ways of looking at failure, and people are afraid to fail. They don't want to fail. You've been programmed, set up to be afraid of failure, and we talk about how people judge you when you fail, but at the same time, there's two ways of looking at failure. First of all, as an acronym, you could say, forget about it, loser. That's what it means to fail. You're never going to go anywhere. You're not going to make it. Why just not? Just give up now. Or the other way of looking at it is forever acquiring important lessons. And listen, if you're not making mistakes, if you're not failing in some way, shape, or form, you're not doing anything. And this is goes back to the last vlog that we did. You got to get out of this worry wart state of mind where, because you think it's a comfort zone. Well, actually, it's a torture zone. Because you see your life, sort of the sands of the hourglass running through, and you see your life evaporating year after year. I go back to where I went to high school down in Ventura, California. And there are still a lot of those guys that are still at the age of 60, 65, 70 years old. They're still out there surfing every day. They're still bussing tables. Now, that was the only thing that they actually cared about. But did they fulfill the purpose for which they came into this world? And I have to say, I guess it's a relative issue. I think because we all get to decide what the meaning of our life is and the purpose of our life, but is there more? That's the question. So either have a forget about it loser as a FAIL acronym, or forever acquiring important lessons in failing. So you make mistakes. Okay, you learn from mistakes. And we've talked about this before. I love Elon Musk for a lot of reasons. He's crazy in some ways, but when he was building his spaceship company, and they still do this to this very day, they blow up the spaceships to see what happened and why. We're talking $1 billion or more dollars to blow up one of these huge spacecraft. But then they go back and they back engineer it and they figure out what to do next time to avoid the potential for a problem. So forever acquiring important lessons. Keep doing that. Yeah.
I think as Michael Jordan said, that you always miss the shots you don't take. But it's really, so you either don't take any action, and then if you do, you're going to have failures, you're going to have breakdowns, you're going to have missteps, things are going to go awry, people are going to betray you. It's a part of it. And really, in my experience, it's the only way we learn is through failing. You don't, if you look at success, you don't really learn from success. Maybe you learn some new things, but maybe you have successes and then they build a certain kind of confidence. But how did you get to some success? Through lots of failures. But the key is where people get stopped is they something goes awry, someone betrays you, somehow you have a fail, something fails. And then you build a whole story about it, drama about it. You take it personally. It's not like that thing failed. It's no, I'm a failure. And if you put all that, put it in brackets and put that up on a shelf, put that aside, all the drama, all the story, and you just see what you missed. You missed the mark. You missed the thing. But then you have the opportunity to, right there is the opportunity to refine your skills, to refine how. And so the key is you have things are going to fail. You're going to have failures, but then the key is to learn how to extract the gold out of the failure. And then all the story about it, all the, oh, they shouldn't have done that, or I shouldn't have done that, or I should have done this. Shake all that off, put it in brackets, put it on ice, put it on a shelf, and just extract the gold. The learning, right? What are you discovering for yourself? Real on the mat learning in real life as you're engaging with real life, real people, real situations. Extract the gold, shake off all the rest, and keep moving and putting in the learning, applying the learning. Because the default is you have a fail, you go into all the drama, all the story, all the blame, and it's there. It's somebody else's fault. It's there to blame, or it's all my fault. I'm all to blame. And that keeps you stuck. And it keeps you, and let me say this one last thing about it. If you look at what you're likely most fearful of failing, and back to the question, how can I tackle the fear that holds me back from doing the things I want? Get present to what is this fear and probably anxiety that goes along with fear that is absorbing you in thinking and keeping you as a spectator in your life. What is that fear? It's because it is born of something. Consider that. It's because it's risky when you start living your life, putting yourself out. It comes with risk. But what is it in the background that you're fearful of? What is it? Is it just judgment of what other people are going to think of you, or they're going to judge you, or their opinions of you? Maybe, but I it's more than that. There's something behind it even just people's opinions and fears. There's something even behind it, some bigger view you have of life, that life and people are a certain way. And that's what you want to get present to. It's something bigger than just fear of people. It's actually freezing you or keeping you stuck. But it's something more. It's just a dangerous world out there. It's all encompassing. It's like what water is to a fish. Do fish know that there's water? Do you think fish even know? No, they're immersed in it. It's a part of just existence. Is a bird aware of air and space? No, yeah. It's just a part of its existence. And if a part of your existence in your view of life is that the world and life and people are dangerous, and if I put myself out there and I could fail, yeah, I'll be judged. But it's just the whole thing is just, if it's some like dangerous, likely you're not going to want to act. But let me just finish with this. You want to get present to what's actually going on with you and your actual worldview, your actual view of others. And you want to stop being on a PR campaign. Everyone's living this PR campaign. They put this mask on, and like on social media, everybody is showing their positives and their best life. And in general, people are putting up fronts. People are wearing masks. But you're doing that too. But you want to stop playing that game. Stop playing a PR game. And just a PR campaign of just always trying to manage people's perceptions and just get present. Whatever the thing that is actually behind it all that's stopping you, and only you can discover that for yourself. That's the truth that only you can discover for yourself. You, me, we, all of it, anyone. You have to discover for yourself. What is it? What is it? And whatever it is, you're making fear more important than what you say is important, you know, in your life. Like what you want to be, who you want to be, and what you want to be doing in your life. You're making fear a priority more important than what is actually important. So this is a really important conversation and inquiry to be in for yourself. David, what say you?
So I always like to look at the meaning of words, the history of the word. And from Latin, the word fail, fallere, to trip or cause to fall. Now that's interesting. It goes on to say from a root meaning to stumble. And then it goes down to Old English from the 1200s, and it says to be unsuccessful in accomplishing a purpose. See, we got to look at what it is that we're actually dealing with. And for the most part, we are very reactive and emotional about the idea. We fear and therefore resent the idea of failure. And other people take advantage of whatever they perceive to be weaknesses in us. Here's another one from the 1300s. Of strength, spirits, courage.
Yeah.
Suffer loss of vigor, grow feeble. So again, I remember the wonderful scene in the beginning of the movie Conan the Barbarian with Arnold Schwarzenegger. He starts at this giant mill he's pushing this millstone, grinding the wheat, and there are a dozen guys there with him. And as the years go by, the other guys die, and he's gotten stronger. So he's the only one pushing the millstone, and then finally, it just falls apart, and there he is free. We have millstones. We have challenges in our life that are designed to strengthen us rather than destroy us. But if we look at it from a perspective that this is destroying me, I can't take it anymore, then you're giving power away and you're giving it to something that it doesn't really potentially have the power to do anything, but it is your perceived relationship with it that it is destroying me. No, because it could be making you stronger. What doesn't kill you, as Nietzsche said, makes you stronger. And so step back for a minute, realize you have two ways that you can look at anything. You were talking recently about two different blueprints. One has a future, the other one doesn't. Let's say, for the sake
they
of
both
the
have futures. Just yeah, one, one is an unwanted future, right, and then one's a future you want. Yeah,
a future of unhappiness or a future of successes. But you can't reach the successes until you go through the gauntlet. You have to take the test. You got to get up.
Yeah, you have to go through the ring of fire.
You have to go through the ring of fire.
The ring of fire. Yeah.
You have to develop character. And through all of these, it's like the Conan Barbarian. You should watch. If you don't like it, just go on YouTube. You don't have to watch the whole movie. Watch the beginning and realize you have that Conan spirit within you. If you just give, you feed it. You must feed it.
Yeah. Yeah. And then step into who you are. And yeah, it's going to be risky, but be at issue with the fear that's not real. Mm-hmm. The perceived threats, not the fear that, someone's coming at you with a knife or you're going to get confronted by an angry dog or something, but the fear that is perceived, the perceived threat that you're afraid of what, and maybe it has to do with what people are going to think. Maybe it starts there, but I say it's actually bigger than that, and get present to it. And if you start getting still, like meditate, just like press pause, stop. And in any moment, just stop, get out of the head, drop into your body, stand in your feet, drop into your bones, get present. And notice the fear isn't real. Fear doesn't mean anything. Fear is just, it's an emotion. You can experience the emotion. And what if you actually experience it rather than interact with it in your head, if you actually just experience, get quiet, get still enough and experience the fear just as bare bones, nothing added, fear without adding any narrative or any story or any commentary to it. Just experience fear as is right there, or any, you could do this with any emotion. Just experience, you'll notice it starts to dissipate. It starts to loosen up.
Yeah.
It starts to move. It starts to evaporate. It doesn't have a grip over you.
By the way.
But get present, wake up, get aware to what's actually going on with you. Yeah. And fear doesn't own you. You can own it. It will, fear in reality doesn't own you. You can own it, or it owns you. And that's not how you want to live your life, I say. Not if you're up to something bigger and you're someone, a yearning, seeking soul for living your life more true.
I have to point out this idea, though, that William Prescott said, without temptation, you haven't much claim to virtue. Well, what if you have a deficiency? Actually,
what is temptation? What do you think he means by that?
Challenge, stress.
Yeah. People gossiping around
anything
you.
Anything could be a temptation,
you.
Right?
People saying things to you or reacting to you in a way that is not comfortable,
but
or
life
feels
is,
disrespectful. Yeah.
Life is a proving ground, right? So if you have, and here's the word, the French word from the 13th century, deficiency. If you have a deficiency, will you allow it to continue to metastasize? In other words, will you allow that deficiency to take over your life and control you? Or will you unearth the deficiency, whatever it may be, if it's the lack of self-confidence. We talk a lot about self-confidence.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to unearth the roots of the deficiency in order to grow. So without these challenges in life, let's just say without challenges, you have no claim to strength. Without those challenges in life, how can you discover things about yourself that you need to know that other people, by the way, might pretty well recognize and see about you that you don't understand about yourself, that you don't see it. Don't take it as a bad thing.
Yeah. No, it's very good. Very good. No, in essence, you're powerful. When you get the truth, you get freedom. And in that freedom, you get access to a power greater than yourself that can move through you and work through you. And so people can come at you with their reactivity or their disrespect or their betrayals or their nastiness or whatever. And you let that stuff roll right off you, or you don't even let it get so close to you that it has to roll off you. It's like you have a force shield, like the spiritual kind of force shield around you, and it doesn't penetrate you. The Zen masters have a saying that if someone shoots an arrow, don't be there.
Mm-hmm.
Just don't be, don't, it's not personal. It's whoever's doing those things. That's just how they operate. It's how they live life. It's not about you. Stop making it about you. All right. Really good. I think we can wrap up right here. Yeah. You all, thank you for listening. And again, if you're watching on YouTube, whatever kind of insights you're getting, if you agree with what we're saying or disagree put yes or no in there if you agree or no, I don't agree or whatever, but share some insights. Love to see your comments. Like this video if you're watching on YouTube. And you all, thank you. I'm Baron Baptiste. Keep disrupting and rising above the drift and create a new flow, a new narrative for your life. Signing off until next time. Stay true, stay bold, stay blessed, and peace be with you, my friends.